Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford to talk about the one-year anniversary celebration at the Lone Tree Wellness Center tomorrow night.
We're very excited about our open house on Tuesday, June 18th. It's our one-year anniversary of our wellness center opening, and I think when I say our biggest attraction, some people will think it's big, some people may laugh at us, but we have Herky the Hawk coming down for the first hour from 6 to 7. It is open from 6 to 8 as an open house, but we'll have Herky the Hawk there. We felt that'd be a good attraction for the kids to come in, or even the bigger kids that want to take a picture with Herky and have him there on those kind of things there. But we'll have our cake and lemonade and water out there for everybody. But we have three giveaways for any member or anybody that comes in and drops off their name. We've got a ton of different, when I say giveaways, we've got some Beats headphones. We've got memberships to give away. We have the Kelowna News has offered us a couple of free subscriptions to give away. We have athletic bags. We have water bottles for the first 30 that come in. We have, I'm looking at the list there, we have a little metal Lone Tree Community School sign that we're going to be giving away as well. So we have just a ton of giveaways. And the biggest one is that we have an upright table, kind of like that bar table, top table, with the Lone Tree logo on it that will be given out to the original members that joined last June of 2018. So it was donated free of charge from the Iowa Prison Industries, and it's a $350 value that we're very excited to be able to give away to our members that were the original ones from a year ago. And if you feel like you can make a basketball, then you can make a basket and get free Gatorade. And kids, we have a lion head coloring contest, and some prizes for the kids with the best coloring for the lion head. So we've got just a huge variety of activities going on for students, young kids, older people, all those kind of things.
And since the facility opened last June, what kind of an impact have you seen on the community since then?
I think on the community, the biggest thing is just the pride in the facility, and that a community of this size can have something that nice in there, that we have members of over 380 members, and that totals almost 800 people, and that's pretty good for a community of 1,200 in Iowa. And it doesn't mean just Lone Tree residents. Anybody can be a resident from Washington, Riverside, Columbus Junction, West Liberty, any of those types of communities. So the impact has just been, everybody's just been massively impressed, and it's just nice, I think, for the people of the community to have a place that they can go shoot hoops at, play pickleball at, do some volleyball at, go watch some games at, as well as have a great workout facility.
And then as somebody who's been behind the scenes for a lot of the work and preparation that made all of this possible, how cool is it to see all of this come to fruition and now already celebrating 1 year since the doors opened?
What's really cool is that the previous school board and superintendent before me kind of planned it all out, and they took a lot of input from the community, and I think that's why the community pride is so high, and is because I think everybody feels they had a piece of it. When I came to Lone Tree 2 years ago, then we built that and just made sure we stuck to the plans, made the corrections that we needed to do every now and then, you know, with some HVAC stuff and some equipment, nothing crazy. But we just made sure, our job was just to make sure that the original plan was held true, and I think it has, and it was a great plan. I tell the board that all the time. I tell the former superintendent that as well, is that second level with the track and the lower level with the court works perfect. You can have a basketball game going on, volleyball game going on, as well as members can be upstairs working out and not being bothered by any of the two activities.
Yeah, very successful year, it sounds like, with the enrollment and members and just the community impact. Looking forward, what do you envision for the next year for the Wellness Center?
I think for the next year, what we're really shooting for is just we had some classes, you know, your yoga classes, your high intensity classes, your morning and your evening classes. I think our senior citizens group class has been very successful on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. Just expanding and moving into the areas that people want to do it. We've had a Wednesday night basketball pickup game kind of take off. We've had a Sunday night adult PE that's taken off, and we just want to expand and move those even farther than where they're at right now, and have just more members participate in those groups so that they feel, we want the people of the community to feel like, hey, if I want to go to work out at whether it be a yoga or high intensity or go do something recreational at the gym, we want them to feel like they have that opportunity versus we want to get away from the I wish they would do to they do that, let's go do it, you know, that participation. The school board and the community, the school board is very thankful for the community support because it is done through a bond issue. It's been done through a casino, Riverside Casino grant and an Enhanced Iowa grant, and then we had a lot of community members step up and donate money to it as well. I think it's just we really want to say thank you and keep it in the forefront and not be something that's just taken for granted, but just everybody understand this is a great facility for a community this size.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brian Shanahan with KCII News.